Radio Manchester.
Now, England Rugby League coach Steve McNamara has announced this morning his 24-man squad for Rugby League World Cup 2013, including Wigan's Josh Charnley, Liam Farrell, Lee Mossop, Sean O'Loughlin, Sam Tompkins and Warrington's Ben Westwood and Chris Hill. Also featured a recent Salford Red Devils signing Gareth Hock and Rangi Chase. Well, BBC Radio Manchester's Alec Herron went to meet England captain Kevin Sinfield this morning.
It's a really strong squad. How excited are you about the World Cup?
Yeah, extremely excited. We've certainly had it in the back of our minds as players for the last couple of years, and isn't it till you get here now at this stage when the squad's announced and you hear at the press conference that things really start to sink in, and the preparation we've all invested in, certainly the staff have and Steve has. The players have really invested time and effort as well, and it's been a long time coming, but I think we're in a really healthy place with a fantastic squad.
So you were there at the semi-final in Australia. How did that feel, missing out?
Yeah, it's tough. I think, you know, I've been a part of the last two World Cups. I suppose they've both finished unsavoury, and they've not had the ending that we want as a nation. So I think we've learnt some lessons from the last two, and as a group we've certainly made some strides. I think the pool of players that's available for a start off now that Steve has helped develop has been fantastic. So I feel we're far more healthy and far better prepared than what we have been in the past, and hopefully we can use that to our advantage and, like I said, make a huge impact on this competition.
So there's been quite a large group of Australian based players coming over, including three of the Burgess brothers. Who are you most excited to see back on British soil?
To be honest, I think both Sam, James Graham and Gareth Widdop have played a huge part in where we've been over the last few years, and excited to see all three of them. Sam's a real character. Sam will be the heart and soul of the squad, I'm sure, and yeah, it'd be great to see him on Thursday. Hopefully have a huge impact. They've been tearing up trees in Australia, so I think all five of them will add in their own little way, but it'd be good to finally get everyone together.
How has this World Cup preparation varied from the last two?
To start with, I think it's been on the agenda for probably the last 3 years since Steve got the job. Something we've talked about, something we've targeted. So every tournament we've been involved in has always been in preparation for this. Every camp that's been put in place has been because of this. Every meeting. I think we're in a really good place in terms of the pool of players that were available for England, and Steve has the difficult job of selecting that, and we find ourselves here today, and hopefully the grand final boys will come through unscathed and we'll have a fully fit squad.
Who do you fancy for the final on Saturday in Manchester?
I'm going to sit on the fence because they're all teammates now, aren't they? I'm not sure. I think it'll be a real tough game. Hopefully it'll be a real good intensity, because I think it'll stand the boys in good stead for what's to come. Like I said, hopefully our England boys will come through unscathed, and it'll be good to watch.
Who are you most excited about seeing at the World Cup?
Probably the Papua New Guineans. I played against them in 2008. I know the type of people they are, the culture they're from, and I just think they'll come over here and absolutely rip into everything they can.
That's England captain Kevin Sinfield speaking to BBC Radio.